May 1st. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 25. As Jesus left the temple and was going along, his disciples came to him to point out to him the buildings of the temple. He said to them, "Do you see all these? Do you see all these? Indeed, I assure you, that not one stone here will be left on another which shall not be thrown down." While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him alone, asking, "Tell us when these things shall be, and what is the sign of your coming, and the end of the world?" Jesus said to them, "Be on guard lest someone deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. You are about to hear of wars. You are about to hear of wars and news of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these things must come, but the end is not yet. A nation shall rise up against a nation, and a kingdom against a kingdom. Famines and earthquakes shall occur in various places. All these things are the beginning of woes. Then they shall deliver you into distress, and shall kill you. You shall be hated by all nations because of my name. And then many shall be caused to stumble, and they shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets will be raised up, and they shall lead many astray. Because wickedness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. He who endures to the end, this one shall be saved. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all nations, and then the end shall come. When you see the detestable thing causing the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let the ones living in Judea escape to the mountains. Let him on the housetop not come down to take things out of his house. Let him who is in the field not return for his coat. Woe in those days to pregnant women and those who are nursing. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on a Sabbath. Then there shall be great suffering, not as has not been seen from the world's beginning, no, and never shall be seen. If those days are not cut short, no flesh shall be saved. But for the sake of the chosen ones, those days shall be cut short. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Here,' do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets shall be raised up, showing great signs and wonders, in order to deceive, if possible, even the chosen ones. Behold, I have told you beforehand.